Modern Duo. Entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text in any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Chris's pre-show Starbucks order, a Trent to half whole milk, 1/4 1%, 1/4 non-fat, extra hot, split quad shots, no foam hazelnut latte, with whip, 2 packets of Splenda, 1 sugar in the raw, a touch of vanilla syrup and 3 short sprinkles of cinnamon. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
What's a short sprinkle?
That's a short sprinkle.
And that's how you forgot my Starbucks, you bitches.
I do. Katrina thinks that I plan these like weeks in advance. And in reality, I did this 5 minutes before we went on the air.
I'd also just like to point out that Seth and I basically got the same thing, except mine was hot, his was hot and mine was iced.
I just Googled the most complicated Starbucks order, and that's what came up, and I just copied and pasted it. I mean, the internet knows. That's what I meant. That's what. Also, before we officially start the show here, because I haven't even introduced ourselves, we're professionals, Katrina would request that Cameron please turn on that light, because apparently it bothers her. So. We got 2 of the 3 on.
Yeah,
she says Chris is dark, even though that light is literally on the opposite side of the room from Chris.
It helped. It totally helped. It made a difference. Watch. No, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, it made a little bit of a difference.
Chris.
I mean, not a ton. There's like, yeah. We couldn't
I'm
see
glad,
Chris,
see.
And
she's
now
gone.
She's so bright. Anyway, welcome to the show. Now that we're 2.5 minutes in, and we probably should introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Seth.
I'm Katrina.
I'm Chris.
And this is On the Internet. It's a show that's
On the Internet.
God, that was so bad.
Hey, I think it's getting progressively worse every week.
Cameron, if you want to cancel us after that jive intro, I'm totally fine with that. I understand.
Hey, it was super jive.
I don't know what that button meant.
That's his agreeing noise.
Yeah,
but anyway, welcome to the show that's on the internet. It's on the internet, and we're here, and we're doing a show. We're here every week live at Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time. So check us out. And for some reason, you can't. We have new episodes every Thursday at Duo, so just check us out there. But really, you should watch live because there is no excuse.
There is no excuse.
Quick, try to come up with an excuse. Can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it.
It's impossible.
Because there is no excuse.
No
so,
internet.
Yeah. Today on the show, I have stress with an exclamation point written down, but I thought that was going to be kind of a heavy topic, but Katrina's prep says wedding dress, okay, not bad, but then the last two are horrible life and I may die.
You asked her to put down horrible life.
Horrible life was for you.
Oh.
I said I may die.
Okay.
So equally stressful, equally.
No, well, I don't, yeah, I mean.
Maybe.
It depends on how horrible your life is. Dying may not be that stressful. Probably depends.
Meh. We'll find out.
But anyway, and other than that, we have absolutely no stories today.
Nope.
Personally, but I have lots of stories involving nudity.
Oh, crap. That was yesterday. Never mind.
And I have a zombie cat story. And
oh, that zombie cat was creepy.
Yeah, you know, scientists want dirt. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we can talk about.
Scientists want dirt.
But, yeah, so first of all, let's just start off the show here. Let me give an update on Matthew.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, please.
No one
get over.
I asked how he was feeling, and he said, I am freezing cod. Then 5 minutes later, I'm hot. Can't key anything down. And I said, medication reaction? And he said, don't know. It could have been food I had last night. I said, aren't you supposed to be getting better? And he said, yeah, my hernia is fine. It's just a bad day. So.
Just a bad day.
Apparently,
he just has the
flu or something. Has nothing to do with.
Oh, that's
surgery.
Great! And he's on an airplane right now with like 50 other people.
Yeah, and he's got to ride in the car with me for 2 hours tomorrow.
That's
just terrifying.
Well, I got to pick him up in Kansas City. That's how long it's going to take.
That's awful.
I know.
Why did you say? Why did you? Okay, one. How did he get there?
He took the shuttle.
Why can't he?
Why can't he take the shuttle back?
Because it's expensive.
Should have thought of that before you went and flew your mommy. Yeah. Flew to see your mommy.
I'm sorry. It's expensive. Well, but you had to think about that before you decided to take this vacation.
Yeah. When I take vacation, I plan that I'm going to have to freaking pay for parking. It's going to be $50 by the end of the
week. I don't disagree with anything you're saying. In fact, I agree with it. But in Matthew's defense, he did arrange for a ride to pick him up from the airport. But his ride lost his car keys, so is unable to make it there.
His ride lost his car keys.
His ride is like the equivalent of Matthew, who would lose his car keys.
I don't know. I don't know.
But they lost their personal car keys or Matthew's car keys?
No, they lost their car keys, so they can't drive to pick up Matthew.
You sure they're not just saying that so they don't have to go drive and pick up Matthew?
It's a possible. Very high possibility, because whoever was supposed to take him there also flaked out.
Here's my message from Shay at 6:22 p.m. tonight.
Oh, tonight. No.
Seth, if need be, would you be able to pick us up from KC Airport tomorrow? Ride supposed to pick us, still not been able to find the key to his car yet. Yes, to here, still pick us up. Let you know when I
forgot how she texts. I forgot.
It's
she's
so bad.
That's what she said. And then I said, you'd have to pay for my gas, because I'm broke, and wait until after I got off work, so I couldn't be there until around 8. And she said, keep you updated. And then I said, I really need to work tomorrow, so try to make him find his key. Then she said,
I'm telling you, he's just lying about this key thing.
Then immediately, basically, as soon as I sent this text, she said, need get his ride made. Oh, sorry. I read something wrong there.
Pause so I can somewhat understand.
Need get his ride, might be able to get us right now. Matt not feeling well, so keep you updated. Ride not found his key, have order another.
Why? I don't get why she can't text properly.
I don't know. And then
because she can't speak.
I haven't noticed a speech issue as much as her text.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. She speaks much better than she texts.
She did, however, an hour later text me, we need a ride from you tomorrow, and only misspelled tomorrow. So that's not bad.
Wow.
She spelled it T-O-M-R-R-O.
Sure Matt didn't take her phone.
Tomro.
I just don't understand.
Also, I don't know why Shay texts me, because usually when Shay texts me, Matthew's phone is dead, and it's Matthew using Shay's phone. But then Matthew texts me back. He said, right after I finished talking to Shay, I said, will it be after you get off work, right? And so I replied, I'll leave Manhattan after I get off work, which will be on 5:36, and I'll grab the food and hand your way. And then he referenced a meeting that I was trying to set up with me, him, and Cameron that we were talking about at 11 o'clock this morning. He's like, no, I meant the meeting.
Idiots.
I just don't understand.
And you still defend him.
Their life. Because,
I know.
They just.
I like him.
I don't. Why? Why?
Oh, no, I just do.
I just wish they had
their. They're my Lucy.
I wish they had their lives
dogs.
Together.
You have to keep them. Because if you don't, no one will.
No, I think
they're
I've solved.
They're like
I've,
a rescue
I've
dog
this
with
issue.
No eye and three legs.
I know what this issue
with,
is.
With irritable bowel syndrome and mange.
I think in a sad, twisted world, this is my make you sound even worse.
That's okay. Earlier, I was going to say.
You keep them around because they make you feel better about your life.
No, there's no chance of that. I've gotten over all of that. No. No, in fact, sometimes it made
really?
Me hate my life more.
That you're friends with him?
No, just the fact that, you know, they can afford plane rides and I can't.
But they the can't afford plane rides.
Their mom pays for them and then they beg for rides to get up there. They're not self-sufficient.
I've never been to Alabama.
Do you want to go to Alabama?
I don't know, kind of.
Really?
Let me just see
what's in Alabama you want to see?
Also, you're taking two vacations this summer.
Black people.
I would rather go to Louisiana.
Does that break
over
the rule?
Alabama.
No, that's fine. There are a lot of black people.
Okay, just
in
making sure. Just
you're taking
sure.
two vacations a summer.
I mean, technically, yes, that's accurate.
You jerk.
But I mean, it's fine. I mean, I was about to say when you guys asked why can't they go get him or who's friends with Matthew, I was about to say, well, you know, weirdos. Who else would be friends with Matthew? But then I realized that would also be me.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I couldn't say that.
Yeah, I told Chris a while back, and I feel like that's relevant now, that he added me on Facebook a while back, and I just couldn't accept it.
What a shocker.
And he follows me on Twitter, too, now.
That's okay. He's not missing anything. I have you blocked on Facebook, so it's like we're not friends.
No, you don't.
I do.
He does.
I do not see anything you post
on
Facebook.
Oh, well, you block my news feed. I'm not blocked because we're still friends.
Well, yeah, we're still friends, but I see nothing about you.
It's not like I post anything anyway.
Oh, you post a ton.
She does post quite a bit because I get the updates as like a notification when
see?
She posts. And it's like twice
I know.
A
isn't that weird? Why does she do that to you?
Why do you get notifications?
I get notifications when you tweet. If you tweet, I'll get it.
I don't tweet that often.
I know. That's why
I get notifications.
I
only like
when
a couple
like
people have
stuff
Facebook
or random stories.
I don't know.
That she does. That's all she posts.
I think Facebook is automatically sharing your browsing history.
Sure.
You wouldn't believe that if she wouldn't have laughed.
No.
I'm such a good actor.
Totally.
I wanted to talk about the movie we made with Colby, because I thought it was this last weekend, but it was. It was 2 weekends ago,
yeah.
So now I can't
talk
about it.
It was 2 weeks ago.
I'm pretty sure
we talked about his flat tire.
Did we talk about his flat tire.
Did we talk about how insurance thought Chris was a man?
Yeah, no. Did we?
I feel like we did.
Cameron says yes,
know.
So we did.
I
if Cameron remembers it, then we did.
I don't even remember our last show. What did we talk about? Anything?
Yes.
The some award show for 5 seconds.
Okay, what else?
We talked about the sex toys.
Oh, yeah. Katrina read that about sex toys.
Oh, yeah. What else?
I talked about wedding stuff.
Did we?
And then I talked about my big brainstorm.
List. Yeah, your list is what took precedence over.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, that's
me.
What it was.
My stuff.
That's what it was, but yeah.
I just realized the blinds are open.
Yeah?
It's kind of weird.
Doo-doo.
That's why we changed the studio around, so we could see outside.
That's creepy.
But you can't, because it's so dark.
I can't see outside.
I'm just waiting for a person's face to like...
They have a great view of us.
I'm waiting for it, too.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for what? Oh,
yeah, they could see right in here.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I would scream. If I, like, all of a sudden I'm talking, and then I turn and look, I would just be like... I'm not going to mimic it, but like...
The people over at the Tabernacle are very nice.
Oh, I know they are. They say hello all the time.
They are. They're very nice. I met Cooper. He's a nice guy.
Oh, Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper. He's a very nice guy.
You all know Cooper.
He helped me back into a parking space once, and then he said, Cooper, and held out his hand, you know, in a really cool way that only black people can do. I can't.
Seth was like,
only black
Seth.
People can do.
I really wish I had a cool black friend, you know? I mean, I really do, because I wish I was more swagtastic.
Malia doesn't count?
Malia's pretty swagtastic, but we're not really friends, though. Like,
yeah, that's
she's
true.
Friends with you, and we're friends, so me and Malia are kind of friends.
You're friends by association.
Yeah.
My friend is your friend.
Like, I don't really talk to Malia. Like, we snap once every 2 weeks. Maybe
okay,
that's it.
I don't even talk to Malia. I finally had the biggest conversation
with her
the other
day. But
you've seen
her naked. You don't see people who aren't your friends naked.
Yeah.
So if you don't talk but see them naked, still friends. If you don't talk and not see naked, acquaintance.
He just spoke like Shay.
It was a little, but not as
I don't
bad.
Think so. I don't think Shay knows the word acquaintance, first of all.
No, but it was the
There's
verbiage.
No chance. How would she spell acquaintance?
Oh, no.
A-Q.
She would take 40 minutes trying to
It would be A-C, Quay, A-U-T-A-N-C. That's probably how it would be like that. Quatank.
Quatank, probably.
I mean, remember, she spelled tomorrow, T-O-M-R-R-O-W, Tumroro.
Tumroro.
She could have just forgot the O.
Yeah, I'm sure she forgot the O.
If you Cameron know had texted that word, we would think maybe he just forgot the O.
Cameron,
because
will you,
he normally
will you do me a favor and please just send me a text, T-O-M-R-R-O-W. Just, it's tomorrow without the second O.
Okay.
So it's T-O-M-R-R-O-W, and see if it autocorrects. Just see if...
I put Tomo, and it tells me the word already.
Okay. That means her
Take
spelling...
Take out the O, though, because she didn't have the O.
Yeah, put an
Erase
R.
Erase the O and put an R.
Did it correct it to tomorrow?
It tells me that it's clearly wrong.
Okay.
Does she have an iPhone?
I bet if you would have backspaced the O, it would have autocorrected it.
And if I tap it, it tells
you tomorrow. Which means that she sees those red lines and goes... not
then
worth
that,
it.
If I forward space then backspace, it pops it up again.
Yeah, so it does autocorrect it. Yeah, okay. Which means that her spelling is so bad, autocorrect has given up.
Yep,
basically
that's nice. Pretty
bad. Yeah, they should put her in like Apple headquarters and have her write text messages so they can improve their autocorrect algorithm. Because how she writes is like how drunk people would write.
Not even.
What if we did that? Could we create an app using her? Spelling as an analysis to do like drunk autocorrect.
Yes.
So like when you're just plastered at 3 a.m. and you're like, I'm coming home, and it says brah. Somehow the app would know that it says I'm coming home.
I'm gonna dance with a pancake.
And it should say,
oh, you're coming home. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it would know somehow. I feel like that would be a billion-dollar app.
I mean, totally. It definitely would.
Maybe. Yeah, we could do that. We can't do that.
No, we don't have the time
or the knowledge. Yeah. You think we could tell Nick to do that?
No.
You think Nick would do it? No, there's
Nick
no chance.
Would never do that.
No, there's no chance he'd do that.
He'd probably have to spend time with Shay in order to do that.
I would enjoy seeing him spend time with Shay, though. He's very easily aggravated.
That would be a pretty hilarious combination.
How long, if we put, Nick and Shay in a room together and locked the door, how long before he kills her?
Three minutes. Suicide.
You think he'd kill himself?
I think he'd kill himself.
You think he'd kill himself? That's might be true.
I said 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
How long would you spend in a room with Shay, locked door, no escape?
I wouldn't.
You'd have to. In this scenario, you have to be there.
No, she would get punched.
This is like what I do. I do like bang, marry, kill, and I give Chris like horrible options.
It's so terrible.
Like fat women and Matthew and then her sister's husband. And it's always sad because every time, like I could be like Hitler's corpse, zombie cat, Matthew.
Kill Matthew.
No waiting. It's immediately kill Matthew. I could be like Satan, Hitler, Matthew, kill Matthew. There's no thought.
Marry Satan. No. Marry Hitler. Bang Satan. Kill Matthew.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, thanks, Satan.
I wish that
me
could be
and Cameron are on the same
I
page
wish that
here.
Could be a show title, because that would be a great show title.
That should be Cameron's biography.
By the way, do you notice that I updated our overlay and it now has our correct Twitter handle?
Yay!
Which is at OT Internet, by the way. Instead of OTI Show, I think is what it was. But we're like the first 11 episodes. It was just wrong.
We're professionals.
Yeah. By the way, if you're watching us live, you can text us 505-750-0304.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to other people. Just saying.
I don't know what that meant. I felt like that was some vague insult to
it
me.
It was.
But if you sound like Shay, please just don't text in.
No, I would prefer, actually, if you did sound like Shay, that would be great content.
Because we'll never be able to hear you.
No. I like that. But anyway, so how's your week been, Katrina? What happened over the last week? Anything exciting?
I got a wedding dress.
Oh, you bought it already?
Yeah, I got it. It's at home in my closet.
Isn't that quick?
Yeah, that's not normally how it works.
I don't have to do like alterations and
I still have to get it
customizations
altered,
and
but no.
Where'd you get it? Walmart?
Yes, actually, it was this really great sale. And it's just this really cute, short, white dress. I'm gonna wear some cowboy boots.
That sounds about right. That'd actually be pretty cute, to be honest with you.
God, you don't
think so?
I can't stand that crap.
Oh, so there's something about a blonde girl wearing brown cowboy boots and a white dress that just gets me going. Where have I seen that?
Everywhere, all of K-State, all of the sororities, they do that.
Really?
All of the time.
So
Cameron, confirm.
Cowboy boots and dresses?
Yeah. Yeah, you fail, Katrina. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. All of my roommates.
Pinterest, maybe. I can believe that.
Yeah.
All of my roommates.
Katrina, he's had sex with more women than you've seen naked. I'm just saying. Including yourself.
He always sees them naked. That's the problem. He hasn't seen them.
Yeah, he doesn't see their clothes.
That's true. For the ratio of clothed to naked women Cameron sees, it's like 10 to 3.
Yep.
Yeah. That is a problem. But
yeah, no, so it was great. It's the way I was
Burlington Coat Factory, is that
the
where you
way
got
I rationalize it is I think it's like last year's dress because it's like off the rack, so they're not ordering it anymore.
Okay.
And since that one fit me so well, I just got to take it home.
Gotcha.
So
check, I guess. I'm done with that. What's left?
I also got a veil.
What's left?
The details.
You got the venue. You got the venues, you got the dress.
Cake.
You got the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
You got the cake.
Mm-hmm.
You got flowers.
Oh, you got the cake?
Mm-hmm. Not really. I'm working on them.
You got flowers?
We're doing Hobby Lobby flowers.
Oh, that's right. You're doing silk flowers.
My cousin.
Yep.
My
I remember that. So that's done.
Essentially. Side note.
DJ?
For later.
Can me and Cameron DJ your wedding?
No.
Come on.
I already have my DJ.
Be
I already put
so
a deposit
good
on my
at
DJ.
It.
I already put a deposit on. I can't do that.
We'd be so good at DJ. How long before her DJ turns into an inappropriate song mix?
I give it one song.
We'd respect the first dance.
No, yeah, I think we'd like all the traditional stuff would be done right, but like after like all the, I don't know, the business side of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Done,
yeah, the business.
Start, And, you know, people start drinking, yeah. I think we'd get freaky on the
it's gonna be well, like, supposedly people leave after all the business is done.
What is it?
Everyone gets drunk anyway. I mean, that's what I'm wanting. Like, I just want to get drunk and have a good time.
That's when all the family friends leave. Then when it's just your friends and his friends, you guys get crazy fucking drunk.
That's what you want us there for, right?
Yep. That's why I want Crashers there, because it's going to be more fun. I want people on the dance floor.
Crashers, you don't really want Crashers.
By Crashers.
Oh, she said it now, two shows in a row.
It's people I know coming to crash it, like that I know are going to dance
those,
and have a good time.
Crashers, though.
Well, they're not actually
crashers
being invited to the wedding.
Crashers just jump onto tables and break shit.
Okay, no, not those.
And then bang the bridesmaids.
Oh, that's, like, I want that.
That's what a crasher does.
People that's what know. You will do.
Yeah, that's what I want to
if
do.
If you don't tell me when it is, then I will find a way to show up, and then yes, I will bang a bridesmaid.
I'm trying to figure out which one you would have to bang.
I find any of them attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
But they're all taken.
That hasn't stopped me lately.
Well, question. Do you think Malia's attractive?
No.
He hates Malia, actually.
I don't hate Malia. I just don't care for her.
He hates Malia.
That's interesting.
I just don't care for her.
I don't know why.
I mean,
he doesn't like Malia.
I don't care. Like, think, that's your opinion.
It's her ego that bothers me.
See, I kind of like it.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't know, man. That is weird, kind of like Kanye West's big ego. It's one of the reasons I like him.
I can't stand Kanye. I couldn't stand around Kanye either.
I don't know, man. I could hang out with Kanye all day. Hang out with Kanye all day. You like this music?
Yeah, it's great.
Are you doing traditional music when you're walking down the aisle and stuff?
I don't know. Supposedly my pastor won't let me because it's this song is originally like a funeral march or something. So like
this is way too cheery for a funeral march.
So for whatever reason.
Also, it's your wedding. I'd smack the pastor and say I'm walking down the aisle to whatever I want.
This is the one.
Yeah. This is like the traditional.
Bitches
all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Do not screw your makeup. I will take you back right away.
They all dab their eyes like this. That. That's what they
do. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But going back to your question, the only thing that's left are all the details that I really don't have a freaking clue about.
If me and Cameron DJed, we could just bring this computer. We wouldn't even need to prep. We already got the wedding music going on right here. Like, we'd be like this, and then
you're not DJing the wedding. You would DJ the reception.
Okay, well, we can play
not
this.
Not the wedding.
No. I've got a better song.
Oh,
here we go. I can't wait to hear what this is. This is going to be so good.
No, stop.
No, it's going to be good.
Stop.
It's not going to be bad. It's going to be good.
See, yeah, you're a great DJ, Cameron. Clearly, I totally want you at my wedding now.
Cameron, you're embarrassing
totally
us.
Totally want you at my wedding. Do it.
You're ruining Wolfman DJ
Do
service.
Don't kill me. What? She got me stuck on a feeling.
I should
know this song.
I'm kind of worried that this was just right at arm's reach for you because this is not your music in any way. When we are falling in love. No, there's not enough cursing yet. We gotta have more. We gotta have filthier music.
Yeah, I got filthy for
you. We need filthy. Oh, this is anything with a choir, you know, this is just dripping with AIDS right here. Here we go.
The only problem is with this playlist, it takes forever for each song to kick in.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would direct your attention to the dance floor, Katrina Abbott's. Oh, wait, wouldn't be Abbott's. Katrina are.
Just Katrina and Mark will have their
so
first
the
dance.
You ruined my taco.
Exactly.
Technique.
Look at her get crunk.
Make you so special, nigga.
Mark.
Sarpi. Here we go.
Really?
It's just like random Italian music happening right there.
I don't know what that was.
Time to break out the spaghetti. Like, and now it's time for Katrina and Mark's first kiss as a married couple. Oh, Katrina, that is not a good noise. 100 Years of Bliss.
Did we talk about that on the last show, didn't we?
Did we do some type of remix?
Did we talk about that on the last show, didn't we?
You didn't like that? You didn't like that, did you? That was a really great remix. We should make that into a ringtone of some kind.
You know, she wants Crashers. That's what we'll do.
We're just going to take over for the DJ.
I'm going to inject him with some kind of crazy drug.
Oh, you wouldn't have to. He's pretty
We could
pretty
find,
legit.
You know what we could do? Because we have the knowledge and the equipment. We could find where his computer plugs into, like, the PA system. Because there's going to be, like, a splitter there or some type of... We could just unplug that real quick, plug in our input, and then boom, we have total control. And we've got long cords. We could, like, snake it across the entire room and sit
yeah,
back.
Yeah, because he's not going to notice that.
Just do it real quick. He wouldn't. He's dumb. Wedding
no,
DJs are dumb.
He would know.
When it comes to entertainers, it's like rodeo clowns are the very, very bottom. And then right above that are prom DJs. And then right above that are wedding DJs. And then about six rungs up are radio DJs. Then you get to janitors. And then to other people in professions. That's how it goes in
the
professional
ladder. My
sister's
wedding DJ was terrible.
He was so bad. He wore a suit and sneakers. If I see another wedding DJ in suit and sneakers, I'm going to vomit on his shoe.
There were also like glow sticks involved.
It's so cliched.
It was creepy.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of music, though, I hesitate to tell you this, and I need to confirm my dates real quick. Because I can't tell if it's two or three. I need to double check. Just give me 1 second here.
Okay.
I'm on pins and needles.
I bet you are, but you can't wait.
Oh, I feel like we're not going to care about this at all. He's hyping
I don't
it
know.
Up. And
that
then...
or it's something to do with his vacation is ironically going to clash with my wedding date.
No, it has nothing to do with vacation.
It has to do with music, so maybe it's the Grammys that we talked about 12 weeks ago, and then they're
There's
finally...
There's no chance no. it's this old. There's no chance.
I don't even know what's happening. Mm.
Today's the 28th, right?
Yeah. He's so inquisitive over there.
Well...
Here we go. All right. Okay. This day, the 28th, the day we're recording this, of 2013, so 2 years ago today, I started the second mix of my rap CD.
Oh, that's never
oh,
been finished.
So it's now been 2 years that it's taken me to do this.
I was actually thinking about that a while ago.
I should probably finish that at some point.
Oh, my God.
Katrina, you about snapped my legs. Can't handle that.
That was funny.
2 years it's been.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Don't do it. I see your foot. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just do it. Get it over with.
No, I'm not going to.
She's going to do it. Okay. Well, we can take our first break here.
Okay, I suppose.
Because, I mean.
Chris did it to me.
It wasn't as jerky as hers was. That was like a slow release.
Well, that's because I weigh 900 pounds and she doesn't. The gravity is totally sucking me towards the center of the earth at all times. Don't do it. Gosh, I hate you.
You knew she was going to do it.
We'll be right back. I'm just jamming out.
That took a turn I did not expect.
Well, it's weird not a phase, actually, because I think that was just the left channel. So... Hashtag soundboard problems. No, it's not anything with the equipment. It's something with something else. I don't know. Anyway, not a big deal. Hey! Welcome back, friends. It's OTI.
Hello.
What's wrong with you? Is you scared of this song or something?
It's just weird.
Why? It's going to turn into Trevor music here in a second.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Here come. Okay, maybe not.
It did not.
It's going to turn into Trevor music.
It did
music.
Not.
It will.
Yeah, I do not believe you.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to believe me for me to be right. So anyway, welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's on the internet, and we're here doing a show, and yeah, we're live and stuff in Texas at 505-750-3044. You won't, but that's all right. So we can get into our topics here, including Katrina dying.
I wonder if you'd remember that we never actually got to that.
Yeah, I really want to know why she's dying.
We'll find out at some point. We could also get to a stress life. We can get to this naked Japanese chick diving into the water.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Could do that one. I really just wanted to see these photos printed in large. Because there's naked Japanese ladies. You like that, Cameron? You into that?
Yeah,
he'd
get behind that.
Yeah,
he'd get behind that.
He'd get behind that. Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah, and then we could also talk about the Double Down hot dog. Talk about that. That's a good one.
Oh my gosh, or,
gross.
You know, I got lots
God,
of great stories.
People
zombie
why
cat.
We're fat.
You know, scientists want the dirt. We could talk about that at some point. The Senate voted on climate change. They found a rare and terrifying shark in the water.
Let's talk about the shark.
So we can talk about that. But,
shark.
Well, I think really what we should talk about is probably you dying. So
no.
I'd really like to hear about you dying.
Maybe I'm the dead. Shark is why she's dying.
Is a shark coming to get you, Katrina?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Do. I can't.
Was that supposed to be the Jaws
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
That
and
was
I was like,
do.
Stop it.
She doesn't know how to turn it off.
I do. Ha.
Ooh, impressive.
Stop it. Stop it, I'll tell you.
These songs kind of start the same.
No, not at all.
It's kind of the same.
Not at all.
It's kind of the same. I think it's kind of the same.
Okay, so...
You dying.
As you know, I work at my practicum. It's supposed to be like 24 hours, but it feels like I'm there all the time. They're still there. I'll show you pic later. Or not pic. I'll show you later.
Katrina, it should worry you that they're still there.
No, they told me it'll scar. It's just, it's what happens. It's going to scar.
But like scar is different than like they're still there.
No, like I went to the doctor already and they're like, it's just a scar.
Okay, so they're not really still there. She just has a scar.
No, it's legitimately like a freaking show you.
No wonder Mark stopped having sex with you. He's worried again about shingles. God, why don't you wear some bigger grandma pants? Yeah,
these
those are scars.
Maternity
shorts? Is that what those are?
They're my actual pants. My underwear's down there.
No, that didn't mention your underwear. Why are you pointing out your underwear? Now I need to see them. Now I need to see your underwear.
I'm glad the audience can see this too.
Can they really?
Yeah.
Oh, sexy. It's a good thing we're not in high def.
Whatever.
Get right up it. Can we hold a camera to Katrina's stomach, please? Just sure. Right on the skin.
I stand up.
No, let's not. Let's not. Just terrify people with your shingles. Maybe yeah. If we got Mark's R in here, we'd zoom in, but...
Picture on my phone.
Yeah, really? We should show that to the audience. That'd be so funny.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on, man.
Okay, so anyway. So I am at my practicum all the time. And then after I go to practicum, I go to work. One day a week.
Okay.
I drive on the weekends. And this weekend, he had me driving Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on top of the homework I had to do, which was 2 5-page papers. Friday, I drove to Smith Center and back, which is a 6-hour drive.
Okay.
Like, round trip. Saturday, he had me... I don't even remember Saturday.
Hey, you going to go to Kansas City by any chance tomorrow night?
Tomorrow's Friday. I'm going to Smith.
No, Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah. You going to go to Kansas City for anything tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. Mm. So, no, I'm not going to pick a map for you.
Damn it.
She saw right
Katrina, help us out.
It took me a second. At first, I was like, no, why? What are we doing?
I almost got
you. You did.
It's sad. I wish I would have got you.
Super sad. So I don't remember what I did on Saturday, but I drove a lot.
Okay.
A lot more.
Did you listen to any of the wonderful programming on Duo.com?
Yes.
Which show did you listen to?
I listened to one episode of Real Talk, but I didn't get as far as I wanted to.
Nothing of the Seth and Colby variety?
No.
What about Colby
and
Bash?
I refuse.
What about the best shows on the network?
I refuse. That would be ours.
No, best show is Colby and Bash.
It's not.
None. It's definitely the best.
It's not.
It's definitely the best. This place will crumble and fall as the age of time rips apart our funding.
Oh, I know what I did on Saturday.
Colby and Bash will remain true.
Saturday.
Even if they're just giving me files
Saturday,
to listen to myself.
I got to sleep in just a little bit. And then I drove to Abilene, which is about an hour from here, roughly, a little less.
Yeah.
I dropped the kid off. I came back here. I watched a movie with Zach and Morgan. I went and picked the kid up. And then I went home and I worked on my paper all night, which was shitty. And then Saturday morning, I got up and picked up a kid. Spent all day in the office trying.
Did you ever put him down?
Nope. Held him the whole time. And then I tried to write a paper. But I picked him up. This is what was stupid. I picked him up, her up, at like 9 o'clock in the morning in Salina. So it's an hour drive. Legitimately an hour 15.
Yeah.
dropped her off at 10. And I didn't pick her up until 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And then I took her back to Salina. So then I got home. I got back to the office. I ran late, so I didn't get back to the office till like 11:30, 10:30. I dropped her off at 9.
I'm so confused with this timeline right now.
Basically, I was really super late, and I spent all day writing my paper, and I was up all night. And I didn't get home until like after 1 on Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday.
It's horrible.
And Monday, I had to be at work.
Yep.
And then Tuesday, I was up at 5. And
so you may die because you're overworked. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Like that leads right into Seth's stress.
Like
life.
This morning, I had my alarm set for 7:30, which was sleeping in for me, and I did not get out of bed until 8:15. Like I could not wake up. Literally, could not move. And I felt that way on Saturday. Like my body was like 100 pounds more than what it is. I could not move.
So it was like my body. Imagine,
sure.
Imagine being that every day, and then you're me. With more rage.
Yeah, you've really got to add in the rage.
And less shingles.
I can't see that.
No. You can't see me with less shingles?
Nope.
Hmm. Mm.
So yeah, that's my life. Just, I'm overworked, and I did ask for this weekend off because it was just too much, and so I'm going to try and work. I'm trying to work on self-care and not be stressed
out. You want to come to me and Chris's Super Bowl party?
No, I'll be babysitting.
Oh my God, that's not a day off.
It is a day off. because I'm not driving. Anytime I'm not driving is just free time for me.
But isn't driving easy?
It gets really old when you're always in the fucking car.
Is there any skill involved with your job besides driving? Like, what do you do when you pick up the kid?
I have to have them sign a paper saying that I picked up the kid.
And then you do what?
And then
you drive them to where you drop them off, and then they sign another paper?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever, like, talk to the kids?
Of course I do. I spend my whole time chatting with the kids. My favorite kids, I specifically emailed my boss and was like, hey, I want them every weekend. And then he didn't give them to me last weekend, so now I'm like, screw you, I'm not going to work now.
There you go.
That's not true.
You teach that boss a lesson.
I'm just taking the weekend
off. You teach that boss a lesson.
But, so yeah, I'm just.
So how come you talk so much to these kids, and when you get on this show, you're just silent?
They have better things to talk about.
No, that makes sense. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
So anyway, how are you?
They don't talk about pearl diving mermaids of Japan?
They talk about mermaids.
Do they? What do they say about mermaids?
I don't know. It usually segues into Frozen.
Frozen? Are there mermaids in Frozen?
No.
Do you think it's weird that I've never seen Frozen?
No, not really.
Have you seen Frozen?
Yes.
Cameron, have you seen Frozen?
No.
I should have known the answer to Karen. He right. said no, like, why are you asking me, you incredible not. Retard?
I mean, he was shaking his head no when you even brought it up.
Well, I feel like everyone and their mom has seen Frozen, though.
Pretty much.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, the little boy that I babysit, he's seen Frozen like 100 times, but that's because his daycare is full of girls, so they watch Frozen all day long.
There's this guy that we work with that loves Frozen.
Are you talking about Brian?
Yeah.
He's his own breed.
Well, he's a woman, but he loves Frozen.
Yeah, I know people our age that are just obsessed with it, and I don't get it. Like, it's a good movie. I like it for a Disney movie.
Well, it's the biggest...
And the spin that they took on
never
it.
Never seen it.
But it's just another Disney movie.
It's the biggest
movie.
Animated movie and biggest Disney movie...
And soundtrack.
Ever.
That's why I feel like I want to watch it, just because everyone talks about it.
I would say it's worth the hype, but it's not worth the hype. Like, it's a good movie. Yeah. It's worth watching.
Is it better than Tangled?
Like, yes.
I like Tangled. Is there a funny horse in it?
There's a funny moose.
Oh, I do like moose. Ooh. I don't know. She's kind of winning me over. How much is the snowman in it?
Not that much.
Okay, because I hate that snowman.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll watch.
Yeah, I hate that snowman.
Yeah, that snowman. Something about that snowman. I just
want to
like...
I would say it portrays him in 100%. He's like in maybe like 25 to 50%. Not
quite. 50's a lot.
Not quite. 50's it's
a lot.
Not quite 50.
You went from hardly any to 50% real quick.
25 to 50
is
a large
range.
Well,
for me, he's not really
range.
A main character. Like, he might be in the picture, but he's not really like always talking.
He's a
secondary
character.
I don't know, but the fact that
he's like the fourth... Fourth Adairy, whatever that means.
Fourth Adairy.
Sixth Adairy, because you got... Okay, because you've got...
Sixth Adairy.
Sixth Adairy character is in it for a scene, and that's it.
No, because you've got four main characters, okay, which is the two sisters, so, the guy, and his moose, and then you've got the snowman.
Okay, so he's a secondary character. All of them would be amazing. Like, in Harry
How
Potter,
often is
Harry,
he...
Ron, and Hermione are all main characters.
Hey, remember when Snape put in that videotape? You remember, how often would you see this? Would you say the snowman is on the screen? Not saying anything, just existing in the picture. How much of the movie?
I haven't seen it that often, so I'm going to stick with the 50% because I feel like
That's
it'd be awful
much.
if I went less
just
than
that. Just
seeing
that snowman makes me hate.
I'm going to make him watch this movie, though. So.
No, I feel like even if he's in the scene, like, you don't realize he's in the scene because it's like your focus is on the women.
I would
like,
see
on
him.
The girls, on the whatever.
No, I would see
words.
The snow. I would see the snowman. What's Never. The movie even about?
I'm not going to tell you. It's about two sisters.
And well, most movies that start with two sisters, I'm really into.
And one has power that causes things to freeze. Like,
and
that's
she hurts her sister, and someone gets locked away, and then like they try to like reconnect. There's this weird love triangle bullshit.
With something. The moose?
I wish.
Yes, with the moose.
That would make it better.
Moose. I just said the moose.
I didn't.
Okay, moving on. I don't want to talk about it. If you're not going to watch it, it's not worth my time.
Okay, I guess we're just done with that. Okay, what's next?
Your stress level, because it's a good segue.
No, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, bullshit.
I just had a really couple, really
tell
bad
me,
couple
tell
of
Tell me
weeks.
About it.
I just got a lot of work
Why?
To do. Well, we've got a big pitch meeting with several investors next Friday for Camp Steak, which means I have to have all the graphics done by like Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, and I basically started on them last Wednesday.
And you're nowhere near being...
Well, I'm probably, there's 7 screens I have to design.
Okay.
I'm done with 2.5 of them. And the 4 that are left are the hardest.
That's rough.
And now I'm losing a day to go get Matthew.
It's where you don't say, sorry, shit came up, I can't do it. I
can't do it, man. I need
to get a bus ticket.
Someone's got
to. They will survive. No. Get a bus ticket.
I don't know.
What's the worst that's going to happen? They get a bus ticket. They'd be mad at you for a day.
They won't be mad at me at all, no matter what. I could stab their throats.
Well,
then
who gives
mad.
A shit?
I do.
He sacrifices so much for them, and they give him nothing in return. All they do is ask and take our food and take our alcohol. It really angers me that they just take
and
our alcohol.
And if they have to pay you gas anyway, they might as well buy a bus ticket.
Well, I mean,
because gas isn't $1.70 anymore. It's $1.85 at Dillon's.
It'd be like $25 or something for gas.
It cost me like $30 to fill up today.
Well,
that was on empty.
Either way, that's still got to be cheaper than a bus ticket.
I don't know.
I would think so.
I don't know.
I would think it's got to be. Yeah. So I'm now, like,
saying,
Friday,
I mean, it's a half a
I'll be, basically, I'm just going to be at the office Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's just, I won't do anything but that.
Okay.
And then at work, in general, it's just been tons of crap going on with a lot of people who are just...
Drama.
It's just drama for what is really no reason at all. And that just... is stupid. It doesn't stress me out as much as it annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got all this other stuff to do.
It's like, I don't have time
and I
for
have
this.
To deal with this. That means nothing to anything.
That's awful.
And then Duo is just bursting at the seams, and Cameron's taking most of that.
Yeah. Woo!
But every time he does something, I have to do something, and then I have to balance between Camp Steak and Duo and everything else.
And then drama at friggin' work.
Yeah. It's just a lot in a very compressed amount of space.
So dump Matthew.
And I'm not drinking, and I'm also on a diet.
And I'm out of booze.
And I'm on a budget. So all the things that make me happy, drunken food ragers, one I don't have time for, and I can't do it because I'm publicly shamed, as I should be by Duo partners, when I go on drunken food rages.
You could still have
which
cigars,
I call the last week.
Those make you feel
better. I can't, because I can't smoke at the office where I'm living right now.
That's true.
Yep. So that's it.
Yeah, your life sucks.
I've just got a lot of stuff happening.
Sucks.
Well, and the thing is that, like, I can't not do it. Like, as much as it sucks, I could pause Duo. Like, the option is there. I could say, Cameron, man, we got to push this show a week. I didn't get my stuff done. And the world wouldn't burn down. If I do that to Camp Steak, literally, we could lose... $1 million.
Yeah, you need
it. Would just be that would be it.
Right. I mean,
so it is a deadline. Like, as in, if you cross this line, you are dead. Whereas Duo is a little less like that.
Right.
Even though to me it's still a deadline.
Yeah, but
it's less stressful because I know that I won't die if I actually miss
it. Well, and you're probably not even gonna lose a show or anything like that. They'll just start the next week.
Really, it'll just make me stressed.
It will. And Cameron is here every day now doing a show because Matthew
is dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He's our lead engineer, but he's here what, two shows maybe out of the week? Let's Get Graphic, OTI. That's it.
And OTI, Cameron's always here for anyway.
Well, and I could run this show. I could run this show by myself. This is a show no one needs to be here for if we didn't want it. Cameron's here because it helps me run the cameras is really the only thing that we'd miss. Because we did a show without Cameron and without Matthew, and it went okay. I don't think anyone even noticed. So really, the only show Matthew is here for is LGG, and he doesn't need to be here for that show. So we're going to have a nice talk with Matthew on Friday about him working here more. Because Cameron has... Cameron is overworked right now
with his own job and now his after-hours job.
Because I'm a ball buster, I gave everyone at Duo goals this year. And if they don't reach their goals, they don't get compensated.
Cool.
So they actually have a legit reason to reach their goals. And Cameron has met all of his goals so far. But the thing
is
with
monthly
Cameron's,
goals that you have? Or
they're
like,
bi-weekly, every 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
I'm a ball buster. Next year, they're going
to
be weekly.
How did you find time to give them bi-weekly goals?
No,
it was set up a while back.
This is something I did over the span of like 2 months. That's how I find time for things like this. But essentially, Cameron's goals, they're kind of like, if you're on a line graph, They're like in the bottom 10%. In the next like 4 to 6 weeks, that bar graph's going to start looking like Mount Everest, and it's just going to shoot straight up in the air. And if he has to do that and record all these shows, he's going to have to start doing cocaine.
Again.
He's going to have to do something.
I can't be sober and do all this. Yeah. That's the real thing.
Tell Matthew that we'll only pick him up tomorrow if he can record more shows.
Or find cocaine.
Well, the problem.
No, the biggest thing is he should do that anyway because he wants to be involved. Like, well, he should take that responsibility willingly.
Here's the problem with Matthew. And Matthew, if you're listening to this right now and we haven't talked yet, stop listening. We need to talk about this in person. I mean it. If I find out you listen to this, I'm never going to pick you up again. Ever.
Lies.
All no,
lies.
It's truth.
It's truth.
It's truths. Okay. Matthew's problem is this. He has two jobs. Okay, one is McDonald's, which he works 40 hours a week at, and it pays like $10 an hour. It's a fine job for him and Shay. Okay, it's very respectable for people who can't spell. All right. His second job is as a para at a school. He does lunch breaks, essentially, and a couple recesses. So his general work schedule is from 10 to 2, he's at the elementary school making $7 an hour.
And it's $7?
Yes. Well, it's only 4 hours a day.
Normally, people who do that job are college students who want to be teachers.
Exactly. So he does that, and then he goes to McDonald's at like 3 o'clock and then works a near 8-hour shift. So he works from 3 to 8 or 9 every day. The problem with this is that the school job he only has because he likes working with kids because he has a ministry degree. Youth ministry degree.
He doesn't have a youth ministry degree, though.
But he actually doesn't have a youth ministry degree. It's like the equivalent of me saying, I sat in a college class once for woodworking, so I have a woodworking degree. I really enjoy woodworking, so I'm going to take this low-paying job that interferes with the rest of my life so I can see tables being made.
Because you're not actually woodworking. You're just seeing the tables being made.
So, essentially, it's not an ultimatum because he can do whatever he wants. But we're basically going to offer him up. If you work at Duo, we'll give you some equity. You can have a little piece of the company as a result of this. But you need to be here for shows and work 9 to 5 at McDonald's like a normal person, and then help Cameron with this. So he gets more responsibilities. He's going to learn more here about how to do the job, and then he also gets a bigger reward for it. But he has to give up the school job, which he is obsessed with for some reason.
Because he thinks he's going to become a para.
I don't even know what that is.
It's impossible. He cannot be a para.
He can't.
You can't do that as like full-time job.
You can't.
Well,
he's getting
a full-time job, but he also doesn't have the certification to do said job.
And he'll never get it because you have to be able to teach kids like math and reading and Matthew doesn't know math and reading.
It's not he genuinely enjoys, this is a church word, he enjoys the fellowship of kids. And that's fine.
What he needs to do is find a job at Boys and Girls Club.
That's exactly what it is. He needs to not treat it as a job. He needs to treat it as a hobby. On his Saturdays, he can go and hang out with kids and be a mentor or something. That's actually what he wants to do, is
big
help
brothers,
counsel
big sisters.
And be a role model to kids.
Yeah, he should do Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
And that's his outlet now, is the school, which is fine. But that would help Cameron be less stressed.
And I agree.
As much as I hate to say this, it's not going where he thinks it's going. He thinks it's going to become something, and it's just not.
Well, even if he had a degree or the skills or whatever it would be for it to go somewhere, it's not going anywhere here because this town doesn't mature careers in that type of field.
No.
Because there's so much expendable $7 an hour labor to be had, they have no reason to promote anybody. Mm-hmm. Because the person will eventually get tired and quit, and then there's a line of 50 people who will get back in that line and fill that position.
Yep.
And yeah. And we need him here. We need him here. And if he wants to be involved here, he's got to be involved here. And that's the bottom line.
Yep.
And that is the least stressful thing that's on my list right now. That's at the very bottom of the list. And that's the type of situation that I'm dealing with that's the least amount of stress. Why does that sound weird? Sounds like it's not grammatically correct.
It sounds a little weird, but
I think it's just because you're stumbling on it.
Either way.
It is the least stressful of everything else on your plate.
Yeah. But whatever.
And it sucks because, like, I'm going to be like, well, I'm in town Monday through Friday except for Tuesdays anyway. I could help out. But it's like, yeah. I know where that's going
to
go.
Well, and this is not a hard job.
Something that
to do.
I would love
to do. There is some skill involved.
But if Matthew can do it, I can do it.
Running of the board is something that can be taught. The hardest thing to teach is the rhythm that's involved in being in the entertainment business. To know when to hit bong and say yes. Cameron knows things like that.
Science.
To name an episode, to name an episode, to do a description of an episode. Those are all things that you kind of have to feel out. There's no, like, we could tell Matthew, cut out a minute and put it on SoundCloud, but you have to know instinctually what minute is a good preview of the show, what's not giving too much away, but at the same time giving just enough to tease people. That's the type of stuff that you have to kind of feel out and be coached on. It's not a learned skill. And Matthew, I have no doubt, can do this because... I mean, I've known this guy for forever.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been on many
been
shows with me. He is a natural entertainer, even if it's because he's dumb.
Well, it's
but
mostly because people are laughing at him.
But. Well, yeah, but he is aware of that. And that is part of his charm, is that he knows he is the butt of the jokes. He likes, and he likes his
thing.
Position
he has
as being,
of self-awareness.
He does. He's not very learned, but he's not a dumb guy. In any, really, not at all. But those are things that he has to learn to do here, and he can't do them by going to one show a week, and then he also can't alleviate Cameron's stress or help him do his job by being here one show a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to have to make a choice whether or not to do what he's doing now. And, you know, he's always welcome at Duo, but he's not going to be lead engineer if he can't commit to being a lead engineer.
Right.
Just like Cameron, one of the reasons that like Cameron only does a 30-minute show now once a week is because he could not be his position and do all these other things at the same time. You have to be able to focus on your job. And we all have other jobs. So it's not about he works at McDonald's, that's unacceptable. It's the fact that he has a frivolous job he doesn't necessarily need because he's not getting money out of it. He's getting something else out of it. Well, if he can find that elsewhere, we need him here. If he can't, then we need him here still, but... We need to find someone else who can fill his position here.
Right.
Because we need an engineer. So, like I said, that's the least stressful thing I'm dealing with. That's really more of a Cameron issue than it is a me issue.
Yeah. I need...
But you being the boss, it affects you too,
well, technically,
though.
Cameron is his boss.
Yeah. Like, I have three positions under me that I... like.
He needs.
I need would help you out, too, because you fill one of them.
Yeah.
You fill one of the positions under me.
Which is which one?
Pretty much, you make the music.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting the title for that.
I do that. Production manager or something like that?
Yes.
Something like that.
Sure.
That's what it is.
I've got lead engineer, production manager, and then talent scout. Yeah.
And I'm CEO, CFO, CMO, and then basically everything underneath those positions. So I do a lot of Duo, and so does Cameron. But Cameron's major job is recruiting and coaching hosts.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be listening. He's a general manager of a radio station. No, he's more of a program director. He's kind of a hybrid. He's supposed to be the guy who says, this is what's on the air, this is what you're doing good, and this is what you're doing bad, and he's supposed to be looking for new shows to add. He's not supposed to be running the board. He's not supposed to be typing up descriptions. That stuff is technically all beneath him.
I mean, I would say that's kind of a manager because he's scouting them out, but also tailoring them to be the best they can.
And we're not delusional. We understand that there's only five of us, and that's we have to do the job of 12 people just to make a company of this quality survive that way. That's fine. We all knew that going in. We all spend our own money.
Yeah, but it's also better that way because
blood, sweat, and tears. But yeah,
you don't need 100 people underneath you.
But at the same time, if someone says they want to help, they actually have to mean it.
Of course.
Or we have to find someone who is willing to help.
Grab a paddler. Get the fuck out of the canoe.
That's exactly what it's like. You can't hang on to the side of the canoe to go to the destination with us. Like, that's not what we're doing here.
Wait, that's what I do, though.
That is what you do.
You're a show host. You're filling your role.
I guess I am.
Sometimes she brings show prep like last week.
She did.
So that was impressive.
She did. That's more show prep than you ever brought to life. So
I show prep last week.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we all
forgot it happened, but we did it. Yeah, you did it. But anyway, all right.
Yeah, I did it.
Let's move on to happy times.
Woo, happy.
Should we talk about
the Naked Asians?
Should we talk about the Naked Asians real quick?
Just for you. And then the shark.
Will you take a break?
And then the shark.
You're
No, we're 5 minutes. We're 5 minutes away.
Are you sure you messed up?
Yeah, last time.
Oh, I got it right here. It's on top. It's on top. And what are you talking about? We hit the time exactly last time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh, sure.
The record, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Just
I see the shark or the Asian. The naked.
Let's do
the
Asian naked and then come back with shark.
Let's look at the naked Asians here.
Okay. Pearl diving mermaids of Japan. Side note, did we talk about this, how I saw like mermaids came back up on like my newsfeed?
What?
Like, they're
what?
A real thing.
Mermaids?
Like, there was a mermaid. Oh. Mermaid came up
people
on the shore.
People always think that. Like, oh, there's like, some real mermaid.
It was weird. It was
you think
looking.
Mermaids
look,
are real?
I'll look back up.
Think mermaids are real?
I mean, the pictures were really cool.
The problem I have
the
with...
The pictures look realistic. If that... I mean, I can't
well,
tell you
don't matter
what.
Anything. I mean, technology today,
I mean, I
could
think
be a
why not, but...
Yeah, I make that noise. Yeah. Well, you know, I tend to believe in mythical animals like the chupacabra and the Bigfoot.
Chupacabra.
And especially Loch Ness Monster. I think Loch Ness Monster is real.
I will honestly say that, like, I don't doubt if at one point in time there was a Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Bloop.
There's no way. Like, I mean, with all the other weird freaking dinosaurs
exactly.
in the world.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Say
yeah.
that a Loch Ness Monster.
But I don't know if it's there. Still there.
Oh, I think it's there.
Like, aren't they called Neoplerodons?
Yeah, Neoplerodon. Yeah. It's a magical Neoplerodon, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why I remember that. Cool.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Anyway, so I said all that to say I don't think mermaids are real because I don't understand how they could be made. Like, I could see two Bigfoots getting together and making a small Bigfoot. I could see Loch Ness Monster, who is an amphibian, asexually create its child, Nessie 2. I cannot see a trout and a man or woman, however you want to visualize this entry or exit of parts, is no good to make mermaids.
That's why your thought is flawed.
Why?
Because you automatically assume that the Loch Ness Monster was its own entity and that Bigfoot was its own entity. Why can't a mermaid be its own entity?
Yeah, where did the Bigfoot originally come from?
Because mermaid is half and half something.
Not necessarily. The picture I saw just looks like a fish with a face. Like, it literally looked like a whole fish with a face.
Have you ever seen Into the Woods?
No.
I want to see that so bad!
See Into the Woods.
Have you seen Into the Woods?
Into the Woods is one of my favorite horror films.
Oh my God.
Oh, I was thinking the new one with Johnny Depp.
Too.
I was thinking the musical with Meryl Streep.
We were all like, why?
You're hating on Frozen, but you like Into the Woods?
I screwed up. It's Cabin in the Woods.
Oh!
Okay. Yes.
Yes, we've seen
I've seen Cabin in the Woods.
There's a merman in Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that one.
One of the main
is it in
engineer
the...
guys gets his face eaten by it because, like, that's what he wants to be, like, the big thing.
Oh.
And, like, nobody ever chooses the conch shell.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Oh, I kind of...
I mean, I remember they have, like, the rooms of monsters.
Yes.
But I don't explicitly remember.
And I remember
the
that if you pick a like a like a item, that's what attacks you.
I love how me and Chris are still your cover photo on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're awesome.
Why, you
like
think
that.
I was gonna change that?
No, well, I assume you would as soon as you have a chance to, you know, do something exciting with your life and find it.
I think Katrina's still in my profile picture.
You just haven't done anything exciting yet that bears replacing it. So
yeah,
it
it's not like I got engaged since then or anything.
That's your profile picture.
Yeah, I finally made that, like, 3 weeks later I made that my profile picture.
Poor Mark, he's
is
so
Is Mark
cute.
The first comment on it?
No.
Finally!
See, look at that!
Yeah, it still looks like a woman. That looks, was Iggy Azalea.
That looked like the one in Harry Potter. Like,
See?
I think what washed up on the shore is the Harry Potter
that
That's a dead man.
Dummy.
Yeah, that's a dead man.
That's a dead cow. This is the worst Google search I've ever... Okay, that mermaid has a penis.
That was the mermaid.
I did not...
But it's under Hoax Slayer, so obviously, but...
I don't know, man.
It's just the look, and they had more of her, but well, I was just like, that's crazy, because it looks more realistic, the way they have her
but,
and the way her teeth are.
I don't know.
But it does look like the Harry Potter people.
The way life... Not our show, the old show, but the way life works is that evolution dictates what is necessary for survival. Like, our eyes are the way our eyes are because we needed them to live in this environment. What need would there be, evolutionarily speaking, for there to be a fish person? That seems not smart for fish. Like, survival of the fittest would not apply to a fish person.
It makes it seem like there was this like prehistoric split from like monkeys on land and monkeys in the water.
So this would be like de-evolution, where a monkey man would have wandered back into the ocean, evolved water-breathing lungs, and now we're in the middle of the place where it still looks partly humanoid, but is evolving into a full fish. What if whales were once mermaids? Oh, mind blown! Because they're mammals.
That's where you lost.
Oh, what if whales were mermaids, man? If we were high right now, we could talk about this for 6 hours.
Forever.
Well, we didn't get to the naked women, which is good. That means I get to look at the boobies during the break and continue to talk about it when we get back.
Oh, so yay.
We're going to stay on time this time.
Yeah, because
I can't fail. We're coming back, and we're going to do another 25-minute segment.
Woo!
Okay. All right? So we will be right back. And welcome back to On the Internet with Seth and Katrina. You didn't like that?
That was lovely.
You sound like you're on like a rock radio station.
Next up is Cameron's lost his voice and doing rock radio again. Right? I remember when he did that. That was pretty good.
Katrina's popcorn smells so good over there.
Well, then eat some.
It's the best.
There you go. I threw two at you.
Thanks.
Enjoy it.
It's the best.
It just exploded on Katrina. That's so beautiful.
I don't have a nice paper towel like her.
Yeah, there's one right there, yeah. Boom.
Okay, anyway, hand me some popcorn, Katrina.
So welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's on the internet. I'm Seth, and that's Katrina over there. Then Chris is next to her. Then Cameron's sitting over there, but you can't see him. Now you can. There's Cameron. You should be watching us live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
I mean, he was talking enough. He might as well be on.
Duo.com/live. And, of course, if you, for some reason, can't watch live, we're available the next day. New episodes on Thursdays at Duo. Get us. And there you go. So, get us should have been our actual new catchphrase. Get us. But that one, can't do that one.
When we have to change the name in 99 episodes, it can be.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, next episode or next show could be Get Us. Get Us with Seth and Katrina.
And Chris.
And Chris.
Let's not push it. Maybe on the 10th show. Get Us with Chris. And we could just be, let her run the show.
I'd be awesome at that.
Yeah, I bet. We should
I'd
bring
like
back Hour
I'd
with Chris
that.
Sometime, but. Or Minute with Chris.
Minute with Chris is awesome.
Yeah, we should bring it back.
Let's do that right now.
Really? Could you do a minute right now?
Yeah, no.
No.
We basically just play the Jeopardy music, and then when the Jeopardy music ends, it's when her minute's up. Though the Jeopardy music's only like 40 seconds long, it's close enough.
No, I lost a piece.
So,
she does have a little thingy.
A little thingy. What are you talking about, little thingy?
Oh, my Starbucks. I'd rather go get Starbucks.
Oh, that's not on here anymore. That's not on here anymore. Sorry. It's gone.
Oh, is it meant with Chris?
Yep, you wasted it.
I don't know what to talk about. I haven't done anything fun lately. I really don't want to go get Matthew tomorrow.
There we go, Stu. It's over. You lost it.
Yeah.
There you go.
But
are you glad we did that?
She made a valid point, though.
Well, yeah, but we've been talking about that for the entire show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to.
Did you see that resisted temptation, Cameron?
It's okay. Popcorn, not that bad.
It's bad.
That's an okay snack food.
Well, it is, but depending. Not mine.
This is Jolly
mine
Time
is,
popcorn. Which
it's Blasto butter. It's Blasto butter.
Blutter.
It's like 300 calories.
Oh, I thought of something I could have talked about now.
Do you want to go on down to the general store and get some Jolly Time popcorn with me?
Yeah!
I'll take that as a yes.
I know what I could do for a minute with Chris.
You do not get a redo.
So now I'm cooking every night, so I could do like a cooking minute with Chris. Tonight, we had hummus chicken. And it was really good.
It does sound good.
It was good.
It was. And Seth thought I cooked the vegetables, but I didn't. I just opened a bag and threw them into the microwave. This is longer than a minute. But tomorrow, we're having lettuce wraps, unless we have to go get Matthew. Because I don't think we have time to cook before. But Seth said we did. We can just leave them there for a really long time. But there's going to be like P.F. Chang's lettuce wraps. And those are delicious.
Oh. Where's P.F. Chang's?
In Wichita. Well, they have them other places, but there's one in Wichita.
City too.
Yeah, they're pretty much everywhere that has a population over like 200,000. Not Onega, then.
Nah.
Which has a population of two.
I was trying to say that Manhattan doesn't have one.
Hey, is it the Onega arsonist struck anytime recently?
Oh, yeah.
No, but there was a bomb threat.
Oh, the Onega bomber now?
There was
oh,
a
man.
Bomb threat. Apparently, it's the second one in the last 4 months for the school, but the Threader.
The threatener.
Also threatened.
I am the threatener.
Whatever.
I have planted a bomb inside your schools.
Shut up. They also threatened the bank and the hospital, so the hospital had to be evacuated.
Oh, no. All four people.
There's a lot of things happening in her small town.
What's wrong with Onega?
I don't know.
The kids out there just bored?
Basically. That's what I think. But I think what sucks, though, is they need actual punishments. What's going to happen is like, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that. Here's a slap on the wrist.
Well, it's because no one hears about it. Remember that time they put the grocery store burning down on your dorm door? And
that was definitely me.
Oh, it was so great.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, no problem.
Was that really Chris that did that?
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't know that. Well, I knew you both. Well, I mean, you kind of lived there, but she didn't really ever live there for like more than like 2 months. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived there. That was before my whore days.
Oh, before your whore days?
Mm-hmm. No. I think there was some whoring because she'd come home at like 2.
I still partied. I wasn't whoring.
Don't know. You were with Chance. Was that before or after ski?
Oh, that was.
Chance
that
was before
the
ski, and that was one weekend.
Oh, okay. So I guess maybe that was before your whoring days.
It was one weekend that you slept with him. You talked on Skype with him all the time.
Not after that weekend.
Remember when he had your pillow?
Does he still have your pillow?
No, he finally mailed it back.
Yeah, I thought he mailed back your pillow, yeah. There's a lot of history here that you don't want to get into.
I know some of the stories. I don't...
Here's a story in a nutshell. Katrina likes to Skype dudes and have one-night stands.
Party.
Every time
especially
she does that...
Especially if they're in the military.
She leaves something at their house. There's one dude who she's totally obsessed with, but not anymore because she's marrying another dude. There's her life history. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, who's the one dude I'm totally obsessed with?
Well, TJ would be the guy you were totally obsessed with. But he moved to, like, Minnesota. And he's like, he's
dead. I forgot about TJ until now.
Yeah.
He's dating a girl with a kid. Still friends with him on Facebook.
There you go. Well, of course, now you're getting married. It's totally fine to talk to him.
I don't talk to him.
Well, of course not.
I stopped on Facebook.
Because if you did, you'd violate your restraining order.
Mean. No one was supposed to know about that.
I never really...
This is a really bad night.
I want to say something, but I shouldn't.
Say it.
No, because...
You just got to do it now.
No, it's not going to upset you. It's more going to reflect poorly on me. And
well, you
got
to say it.
No, because Chris is going to get mad. She's going to throw something at me.
I won't throw something at you.
I'll throw something at you. Go.
Okay. Are you sure you want me to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay!
So, like, you weren't obsessed with this TJ dude. But you were pretty close to obsessed with this TJ dude.
I was.
And then he moved, and you went up there for like a week or something. Like,
no, I never got. I never moved.
Well, you planned to, didn't you? Didn't you plan to go up and see him?
Yeah, I kind of remember this.
I wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And then like that just never happened, and then all of a sudden Mark shows up, who for all intents and purposes is kind of just like another guy you started dating, like a John or a Chance, for example, and now you're marrying this dude. And there's like no closure with TJ, and I think that's weird.
Why would I throw something at you for saying this?
Well, because I don't think she should marry Mark because she didn't bang TJ enough.
No, I banged him enough.
Well, there we go. Never mind.
I would say there's more closure to that story than you realize.
Okay. You want to fill us in?
Well, first off...
To jump in our time machine and go back to like mid-2012 where this conversation was relevant.
Right.
entire back catalog of life. Now available at duo.com.
First off, Mark and I were talking. We started talking in January and did not become official until like March.
Oh, so there was 2 months.
There was actually a window there versus just jumping in his pants. Like, I did not have sex with him.
So that's the difference.
Remember? Because I had a bet with Malia that I wouldn't have sex with him, and I didn't have sex with him.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that. And I remember
making
fun of you.
And then you said, like, oh, you'll do it once you guys become official. And I was like, no, I won't. And I did.
Totally did.
The entire back catalog of Rena and Lila's show is now available on Duo.com.
But backstory is, I don't know how this is relevant or how to explain it. TJ deleted me off Facebook. No big deal. I noticed. Whatever. He added me back later.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. But then I would randomly text him and just say, hey, what's up? How are you?
And he stopped replying. He'd cut you off.
No, he would still reply, but it was never anything like, it's cool, it's good.
Yeah, it was short answers.
Yeah, so no big deal. And so I was just like, okay, that's cool.
So what'd you do to him? Why did he stop?
I think...
Was this a one-way attraction the whole time and you just didn't realize until you got older?
No.
Fall in love with a land of a thousand lakes.
I think it's just, I mean, you think about that time frame where I met him, like, my brain just developed, and we just kind of grew separately, like, I kind of just...
Your brain developed.
I can't say that I grew out of it, but it's just, like...
You see, it was like it was a childhood love
like
that's
was
no longer
kind
a childhood
of, like, holding
love.
Holding on to it, even though, like, it wasn't what I wanted, because I broke up with him 3 times. And then after I broke up, everyone's like, real life sucks. Can I have you back?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds. Well, worse. That sounds worse than what it
but
was.
That's,
at the
yeah,
time.
That's not how it sounded when it was happening.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. Because me and you had many off the air private conversations about
hours,
our love life.
Hours of drama.
And TJ was most of your side of those conversations.
Yeah,
90%.
And then all of a sudden, Mister, I fall asleep on the couch with Arabian Home Improvement shows up, and TJ doesn't
and to
exist.
To be fair, all of my one night stands happened.
They did.
Actually, all of my one night stands happened right before Mark.
Yeah, it was almost all of them. Yeah,
it was like after
I
TJ.
Mean,
well,
my wake up call was 4 guys in 4 weeks. So.
Well, there was the terrible John incident that kind of reset your love life because that guy
bad.
Was a total douche.
Yep.
Hashtag shunning of John.
Yep.
Oh, I first thought about
let's bring that back. Yeah. Let's bring that back.
And so that happened. Doesn't he live in England now? Didn't you tell me like he lived in England?
The last time I finally unblocked him and I looked and it was like he was there, but
in England.
But he's not.
He had to leave the country to escape Katrina. That's what happened.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
But he's not because I saw his twin. So if his twin's here, he's still here.
So here's when we get in trouble. You ever feel like you're just marrying Mark because you feel like you're done dating?
No.
Okay.
It's never crossed my mind.
Are you thinking about it now?
Yeah, I'm
talking.
Wait a second.
Well, like, it's just a weird way to look at, like, okay, I'll tell you this. It really messed with my mind once. Okay, I was reading, like, BuzzFeed of all things. It's like 18 facts that'll change your life forever. And, like, one of them was, at one point, your parents picked you up as a child and put you down and never picked you up again. And I was like, like, one of these times I'm going to pick up Aaron and put him down, and it's going to be the last time I ever pick him up.
Okay.
That's some messed up stuff right there, man. And so I literally go, I'm going to pick him up way past when it's appropriate. Like, he's going to be 17 and be like, come here, and I'm like, pick him up and stuff. I hope he's short, because it's going to be real awkward.
You pick him up, like, this far off the ground, like, when you hug him, just do that quick little pickup?
That'll hurt his back. I got to, like, go underneath the butt and scoop. I mean, like a toddler, like, right now.
That'll
like,
hurt your back.
He's getting to the point, I mean, he's almost 6 now. He's getting to the point where he's kind of a big boy. He's getting hard to pick up anyway.
He's a big boy.
I mean, look at his dad.
At 17, he's going to be impossible
Shrek
to lift.
Over here. I mean, how hard is he going to be to lift at 13? And I'm going to have to do it because I'm going to be psyched out for the rest of my life. Every time it's going to be Christmas. I'm going to be 80. He's going to be 47. And I'm going to walk around and don't do that math. I know it's not right. It's close. I'm sure it's close. It's going to be horrible. I'm going to be like, have to get like something installed on my wheelchair that like goes under his feet and goes and just like dumps him onto me. And then I'm going to say, this counts. And then just push him off me. You know, it freaks me out. So with all that said,
no.
How do you know that Mark isn't just the last person you dated? Not that he's the right one to marry.
I would say because of the way I am around him. The way
what,
I
hateful?
The way I feel. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna
say.
Yeah,
he brings out the real
rage
me.
In
the real
Katrina.
Me. It's when you know it is.
I don't know. I guess we don't really talk about Mark that often.
No.
And we took like a year break from each other during the meat of it. But I feel like
that's
you
true.
Never talked about Mark in the same way you talked about TJ especially. But maybe even John. But I think that's because we were on the air together during those things.
We hung out a lot more during
that
time, too.
I think part of
that,
I mean, a lot of it's because we hung out more, so you got more of it. But at the same time, I would really say it's just because it's a mature love. Like, in all the other ones, it was like, oh, I can't talk to him. I miss him. Like, where I'm just like, I talk to Mark every day. Like, yeah, I miss that I can't have him in my bed with me, and we can't, like, cuddle or touch or kiss or anything. It's just, I still get to talk to him.
There's
like,
less drama
I'm
with
content.
That relationship.
Like, I'm content. Like, it is what it is. Like, I can't change it, but I'm happy with where it's at. Jeez. I would say I forgot that in one of my texting conversations, I did finally ask TJ. I was like, so what happened? Like, can I ask that? Like, I'm like, you don't have to answer, but I'd kind of like it if you did. I didn't say it in so many words. And
you got a text that's this long.
Yeah, I sent him a 3-page text.
She wants to know how
text.
I'm doing. That's all she's asking here.
Yeah,
what's this about a caboose? I don't even know what this means.
And which he very well could have just like fluffed it off. And he's like, oh, I just had a lot of drama with getting out of the military. And
yeah,
you know, we'll say blame.
By the way, Katrina's also obsessed with military dudes.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Every single person she dates is in the military.
That's
it's,
not true.
It's pathetic.
Well, date.
I said date on purpose. Not one night stands. They don't count.
I mean, date, it's like a 90-10. because we got John in there.
John was just the anomaly to everything.
He was kind of like, okay, I'm not going to date a military guy, so let's just go for anything. Yeah, but.
And then she's like, look how that worked out. I'm going to go back to dating America's finest.
I mean, they do look good in uniform.
Yeah, that's always been her thing, is that they look good in uniform.
Not Matthew.
Yeah, what you think? Matthew's a military man.
There no, I still have standards.
I still have standards. He doesn't look very good in his uniform
either. Fun fact for Cameron. The irony of it all, my last one night stand,
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
was
a man named Cameron who looked just like you.
Oh, I wish.
she's never looked at me like that. Before they're married,
no,
it's not cheating.
My last one night stand was in Arizona at the bowl game, and he ended up being in the Air Force. Didn't know that till we got like back to his place. And
she could feel it.
Apparently, I could.
She knows.
Spots of military.
Yeah, I remember when she slept with the Arizona guy because that was number 10, which made Mark number 11, and she was really mad that she crossed the 10 threshold.
He's an odd number. He was at 13.
It's like an extra sense, like me with women with daddy issues.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't mean to. It's
like some people have gaydar. She has military radar.
Yep. Militadar.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Milidar.
Milidar.
Now she's literally going with guys with R's on them.
Yeah, that's what she's literally doing now.
Yep.
R's on their natural R's on their body.
That's my thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we got on that topic.
I don't either.
Transformed.
We did. We went somewhere.
So let's talk about the Asian.
So these naked Asian ladies here, we got these to talk about. You know what? This story is not interesting in any way. Essentially, in a nutshell, this is about ladies in Japan who dive for pearls, but they do it naked.
Why?
Because they can. Why not?
Yeah, because they can.
Most other places, like we talked about this last week, like most other places don't have an issue with nudity, like nude beaches.
Right, but I feel it would make it harder than like if you were diving with a diving suit.
Okay,
so is
I made
there
Cameron
a,
get up.
A purpose.
Children, I'm going to show nudity.
Less weight, easier to maneuver.
So if you're scared of boobs and or vajays, cover your eyes. So there's a naked black and white lady diving down to get some pearls right there.
All you see is a bum.
Yeah, I looked real close. All you can see is bum. Yeah. This is a lady wearing like a string thong with a machete. So that's certainly interesting.
Why does she need the machete?
I don't know. Probably to shuck the clams, my girl.
Well, they also went down and got seaweed. So I'm assuming they
cut the seaweed. See?
Cameron actually read.
Cameron
just looked at the pictures.
Cameron read the stories. I'm just like, boobs. Here's my personal favorite picture. Because this girl is very attractive, even though she's black and white. I'm Jewish, so I have a thing for Asians. It's just
how
genetic.
Does that work?
I don't know.
I'm Jewish, so I have to have a thing for you.
But it's a fact. Jews love Asians.
Well, another fun fact, really off top. But,
by the way, just look at those boobs right there.
Is yesterday
those
was
are some great
the,
looking cans right there.
I'm going to say 75th. I'm
I
sorry,
just
that's wrong.
Say cans.
75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz.
Yeah, today is. Yep.
Yep. I saw that.
Here's another swimming lady. This lady decided that being buck naked was good, but a swim cap and glasses were necessary because you just can't get your hair wet. You
no
know, water and you know squid going right up that bunghole is fine, but if you get your hair wet, it's over. You know, you just takes forever to dry. Now this lady's not even working; she's just having a relaxing day in the ocean. I don't know what's really going on there, but
I feel like that photo's totally out of place.
Yeah, I don't. That's just pornographic, is what that is. So, you know, and of course, and then there's this.
There's a lot of butter there.
I don't know what's happening in this photo. Probably help if I read the article, but. That's probably what they dressed like when they weren't naked. So we got that going for us. And then, of course, now we got... These are the work... This has a title on it. The work of fisherwoman in Sagashima. The fisherwoman inside public moral of Shima Tobasei. I didn't say it made sense. I just said
that
it was there.
Say that 10 times.
So there's some old Asians right there. You know, just chilling after a hard day of shucking.
That's what Cameron likes.
Old Asians?
MILF Asians.
And you know, this... I mean, it's weird that it's all women because I feel like this activity should be done by men. It's also strange that they're still topless. Like, I don't feel like you should have to pull a boat out of the water topless. Like,
well,
just
I mean,
seems
they probably went.
Well, there
down
is
the,
one person right here who appears to be wearing full like business suit attire. So that's a little strange.
They're slaves.
Yeah, he's probably probably a man. That's what it is. And then today, you know, it's. Now they look like they work at Intel building processors. It's not nearly as exciting as it was back in the day. And, you know, I mean, here's a lady that's real excited by an urchin. Oh, mamacita, did you want to chong ching ching?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I'm sorry. This is going to be really awful of me, but I feel like slight irony that probably back then,
painting right here.
Back then you had a bunch of feminists who were like, oh, that's so sexist and demoralizing and blah, blah, blah. These women should be clothed. And now we're like, free the titty.
Isn't that strange how that works?
Yeah, it goes in like cycles.
So that's my two cents.
I can't believe he just brought up
hypocrisy.
Free the nipple again, but
hypocrisy.
That's Katrina's favorite thing now.
I do. I mean, you want to free the nipples? When are you going to free the nipples for me?
When I get home.
Can you send me a picture?
You've seen my boobs.
Doesn't mean I don't want to see him again. I've seen her boobs. I want to see him again. I've seen Cameron's
titty like
tat 100 times.
You acted like my boobs were no big deal, so I'm not going
to
waste my time.
Oh, my God. If I would have been like, yeah! You would have been like, perv. That's what you would have done.
Yeah, no emotion.
There's no
like,
winning.
Perv.
If I would have went like, honky, honky, you would have immediately put your shirt back on. You know you would have.
Yeah, sure. Let's zombie kitty.
Zombie kitty's creepy shark.
Buried cat. Presumed dead, rises from the grave in Florida.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bart the cat should be renamed Zombie Cat after he was hit by a car, buried, and then crawled out of his grave 5 days later. According to the Humane Society of Tampa Bay, they've seen many cases at their clinic, but this situation is taking the cake. They are now caring for a 2 to 3 year old black and white cat named Bart, who was found by his owner after being hit by a car. The cat appeared to be lifeless, and his owner, Ellis Hudson, buried him in a shallow grave. 5 days later, the cat showed up in a neighbor's yard alive. Bart was matted, injured, dehydrated, and meowing for food. Meow. Hudson got in touch with the Humane Society, which, through Save a Pet Medical Fund, will cover costs of the surgery to remove an eye, wire his jaw shut, and insert a feeding tube. Bart should recover in about 6 weeks, and he'll go home to Hudson. The GoFundMe page has been set up to raise money for cat's medical bills.
Side note.
Matthew, how does it make you feel that more people are going to donate to this zombie cat than they will to your GoFundMe? I would just give me your answer later.
Side note, I know this is going to be awful.
There we go.
I'm always awful. I see those on my newsfeed all the time now.
GoFundMes?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Oh, so-and-so. I mean, they're heart-wrenching, but it's like, I'm sorry, I can't be giving money to everyone every day.
Yeah, that's
like,
the problem.
You're in a car accident. You just came out of a coma. Your child just died, and you're like 20. Like,
Scientists want your dirt. Seriously, there are scientists gross. Who want you to go outside, fill a sandwich baggie full of dirt, and send it to them for science.
Nothing. You got nothing.
I want to know about the KFC and the shark. You're reading all the stories I don't care about.
I want to know, but I want to send them dirt. They could be stellar
send
drugs.
Them dirt, period.
There could be stellar drugs in the soil we step on. The diverse and thriving bacterial population that the soil creates some pretty impressive antibiotics in order to fight each other off. Earlier this month, researchers announced that they'd found a new class of antibiotic by culturing soil microbes, and that it might be. One day, treat illnesses like tuberculosis with little risk of bacterial resistance. So, if you want to, send your dirt to Sean Brady at Rockefeller University. He wants them. So, send him
not
dirt.
That look appealing.
Oh, that looks terrifying.
So, Katrina is now looking at the KFC double down dog.
So, it's like two pieces of chicken.
It's a
hamburger
around.
Bun. It's a hamburger bun made of chicken. Or a hot dog bun, sorry, made of chicken.
That one doesn't look
with
good.
A hot dog inside and mustard. Can we show
that's
this to the camera
weird.
Real quick? Can I show this to the camera, please?
Some of those
cameras
terrible.
Over there like, sure.
Yeah, Cameron's up on top of it even though he's on his phone right now. He missed his chance to say science, which makes me depressed.
That one looks a little more appetizing, but flip to some of them.
Well, you know, the most disturbing part, well, these photos printed really badly. Like this one, that's it's not that great.
Yeah.
But I think to me, the hot dog, I'm sure, is disgusting and
that
horrible
I
for you.
I would never want a hot dog from KFC.
But for some reason, the thing that bothers me the most about that is the fact that the chicken is shaped like a hot dog bun.
Yeah, no, that's weird to me.
Because how do you, there's no
like
chickens
chicken
that
patty.
Are that.
Chicken patty.
Yeah, but a patty's flat. This is curved.
It's all the, it's their, it's the double crispy.
It's messed up.
It's there's seven layers
I don't
of batter.
Like it.
It's just
seven
okay,
layers of batter.
Side note.
Yeah.
Does anyone agree with me that this kind of looks like the Juicy Fruit label?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Four bears die
Thank
of
you.
Chocolate overdoses.
I don't care.
Oh, New sad. Hampshire's bear expert is proposing to eliminate the use of chocolate as bait after four bears were found dead at one trapping site due to chocolate overdose.
Chocolate.
Two female adults and two cubs were found dead within 50 feet of where the hunter had put down 90 pounds of chocolate and donuts as bait in September. So... You're killing bears. What do you think the most dangerous sex position is, according to science?
The most dangerous sex position? I already know what that is.
What is it?
It's cowgirl.
Okay, Chris, what's your guess?
The lotus.
What?
What
is that?
Yeah.
What is the lotus?
I think it's where you both sit and the girl's like in his lap and then you like wrap your legs. I think it's something like
that. It definitely sounds more dangerous than cowgirl, which was by science determined to be the most dangerous.
Cowgirl?
Because it's more responsible for more than half of penis fractures.
Yep.
Yep. Number two is doggy style, which is responsible for 29%, and missionary is the safest.
But
position.
I feel like they are just style? Looking at like the normal, not like lotus.
Yeah.
Well, that, but I also, I mean, I feel like I would hope they would go from like emergency rooms and figure out like that's how the most. I do love seeing the like how like the crazy sex.
Sex sent me to the ER.
Yes, that one. Thank you. She knew what I was talking about.
These girls are weird.
I do. I watch weird shit.
It's crazy interesting.
A rare and terrifying frilled shark catch in Victorian waters are the first for fishermen and local living memory. The hideous, mildly terrifying, and rarely sighted frilled shark has turned up in waters off southeastern Australia. The species, whose ancestry dates back 80 million years, is known as the living fossil. It was caught on a fishing trawler in waters near Lake Entrance in Victoria's Gippsland region. Simon Boag from the Southeast Trawl Fishing Association said it was the first time in living memory that a frilled shark could be sighted. We couldn't find a fisherman who had ever seen one before.
Oh, I saw that.
There he is.
It's creepy.
You do not want that swimming under your butt.
I feel like I've seen that before.
If
you're a topless Asian lady swimming in the ocean right now, get out.
No.
Get away from this shark.
I feel like I've seen it because
I've seen a lot of videos with eels and octopus and Asians, and it never ends well for you. Get away from that shark.
Let me see
you.
I feel like we're going over
time.
Am I crazy?
I thought that was pretty good.
It's like a big snake with teeth.
Just like a thick snake. Wasn't that Mark's description in high school?
I'm worried about the time because you did such a terrible job.
I know. Camera's looking over my shoulder. We're 44 seconds late. All right. I know where we are now. We're all good. It's not like last time where I took a break exactly when we needed to end. From now on, I'm always going to be the guy who messed up the time. Even though, why did we watch that right a minute over last week week?
A minute, not five.
My show was right on time. Allegedly.
After you edited it.
It was 20 seconds over.
Okay, well.
I gave it 40 seconds.
Then let's move on so we're not late.
I'm just going to read this real quick.
Okay.
Eight ways. We're just going to say agree or disagree.
Okay.
That's all we're going to do here. Eight ways to get an Oscar nomination as written by the Academy. One, make your protagonist a man.
Agree.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
Okay. Two, make your protagonist white.
Probably agree. That's where
disagree.
The most of them are. I don't think it's right.
Three, period piece.
Agree.
What does that mean?
Like historical.
Right, yes, agree.
Okay. Four, make your characters British.
Agree.
So now we're looking at white men from Britain in the past. Benedict Cumberbatch right there. That's a dude who's well known for that. Make it as white as possible. Okay, same thing.
Racist.
Throw J.K. Simmons in it. Also a white man. Not British. And then, okay, you can have a female protagonist, and then make sure you're a man. This is a really bad list.
Yeah, I don't like that list.
Yeah, no, but it...
Do we have a lighter in here so we can just burn this list?
Normally.
I have a lighter.
I was expecting gays to be on this list.
I when it said white, I kind of agree with that. But then there's things like Selma that like always get nominated. Or what's that one with Quavonzene Wallace that got nominated?
Yeah, Beast of the Southern Wild.
Like if it's
there
like
is
oppressed
a, there is
black
a traditional.
People.
If you're an oppressed black person, you're going to get nominated.
Yeah.
Well, so. Didn't it?
Selma got nominated for Best Picture, not director, not actor.
And Beast of the Southern Wild got nominated for Best Picture, and that girl got nominated. Yeah.
But anyway, we got to take a break and got to come back and end the show. Woo. I don't want camera standing over my shoulder anymore. So we will be right back. And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show.
Oh, God. It's getting worse. It's getting more like vomit and less like raw.
There is a reason that they call that. In the business, there is a word for that, and it's called puking. Did you know that?
Bleh.
A lot of fat people do it. Like, they'll sit in their chairs like this and put their chins down. They'll go, hey, everybody, you got to come down to the Monster Truck Rally and see your favorite people crush cars. Gravedigger. That's what they do. That's how you do that. You want to give it a shot?
Not a chance.
I didn't think so. Probably a smart idea. We don't really have enough time for that type of shenanigans.
Yeah,
never.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, this is it for the show. Special shout out to the guy who keeps turning the heater on in the middle of the episode. We really appreciate that. I've only turned it to cool, like, I think 4 times since we've been to the studio 3 hours ago.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
So huge shout out to that person. We really appreciate you trying to kill us.
You're a jerk.
We really love it, you know.
I'm having a hot flash over here.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know why it's happening. But anyway, we'll be back forever and ever. We're never going away. Our next vacation is in like December or something. It's ridiculous.
No.
So we'll be back next week. I don't know when it is.
August.
It's never coming. But we'll be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time. So watch us live at duo.com/live. duoh.com/live. You can say live if you want. I don't care. Just come to that website and watch us. If you don't, if you can't, there's no excuse, but we are new every Thursday at Duo. So go check us out there. And, of course, yeah, we'll have some more fun and more things to talk about next week. So, Katrina, anything you want to talk about before we got 15 seconds here if you want to say anything? One final word here.
Nope.
All right. Well, I could always go to Katrina to count on some amazing,
he was just gonna keep talking
amazing
anyway.
Content. So I'm not, but we got to go now, so you lost your chance.
Totally.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time. On the Internet, logging out now. Goodbye.